For Sydney and New South Wales, these are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Health Minister Brad Hazzard has slammed Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk's decision to hold off on removing tourism testing requirements until the new year. New South Wales has grappled with long testing queues that are refusing to ease, with people being turned away from testing sites on Monday afternoon. The scramble for testing prompted New South Wales Police to increase its presence at clinics following reports of an increase in antisocial and aggressive behaviour as lengthy queues continue. Mr Hazzard said Ms Palaszczuk's outright refusal so far to let common sense rule and remove PCR testing was putting both New South Wales and Queensland residents at risk of being exposed to the virus. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app from the App Store. Sydney to Hobart Supermaxis Trio, Blackjack, Law Connect and Scallywag have managed to dodge the dramas, which have sent more than a third of the fleet to the sidelines, to remain on track for a Tuesday finish to one of the most punishing races in recent memory. It is more than likely the 100 footers will not arrive until well into the afternoon or night and well outside the race record, and potentially one of the slowest times since 2015. This is unsurprising given the slow getaway of the trio due to strong headwinds on the first night and morning of the race. The last race to take more than 2 days for the line honours contenders was in 2015. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Cash-strapped adult children dreaming of home ownership are increasingly relying on the bank of mum and dad, leading to a concerning spike in financial elder abuse. Experts say older parents are feeling pressured into helping their children get into the housing market in what's being called inheritance impatience. Some parents are coerced into complying with their children's wishes through withdrawal of access to grandchildren or forced into nursing homes. The dangerous trend contributes to a 374% increase in the demand for elder abuse support over the past 3 years, according to Relationships Australia New South Wales. And Sydney's iconic New Year's test could be saved at the 11th hour by New South Wales health officials loosening their strict quarantine measures, or even granting cricketers who were deemed close contacts exemptions from 7 days in mandatory lockdown. The Sydney test is under a COVID cloud. Some experts, including former England captain Michael Vaughan, are leading a crusade to keep the Ashes series in Melbourne after four members of the touring party tested positive. The surge of the Omicron variant in New South Wales and the reluctance of Cricket Australia to strengthen the protocols that players must abide by means more positive cases within the camps is a real possibility during the fourth test. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week, I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths, and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.